for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember,
it's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670.
It's 2 out of 3, the best the Cubs could hope for against the AL West leading Astros, or can you envision a series sweep from the Northsiders?
What kind of defeatist question is that?
Yeah, who wrote that one?
That was my defeatist question.
You're saying we haven't played a game yet and you've rolled out a sweep? But I think the Cubs can not only win the series, I think they can sweep their series if they bring the bats and bring the arms. These are all measuring stick series between now and the All-Star break. Go measure yourself, see how you stack up against other playoff teams.
The pitch to Cam Smith, hit high in the air, deep left field. This ball is going to leave the yard. Cap lines one towards center right there to make the catch. Houston wins game one. Swing and a drive deep to right field. It's got a chance. Gone. Three-run homer, Kyle Tucker. The Cubs have beaten the Houston Astros easily.
And a high fly ball deep left. Hap goes back near the wall, looks up, and it's in the Crawford boxes. A two-run home run. Deep shot by Jose Altuve.
The Houston Astros have beaten the Chicago Cubs by a score of 2-0.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, things did not go quite as the Cubs and their fans had planned, dropping 2 out of 3 in the Astros. The good news is, still in first place in the National League Central. The bad news is, everybody in that division is just a little bit closer than they were at the start of the weekend. This is Rahimi and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla, who has the day off. Hello, Mark. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. How are you, sir?
We're going to find out how well you're doing over the next 4 hours. I promise you that.
Man, this guy is hot today, sparring with anybody who was in his pathway today.
No. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I want to make sure people understand that. I'm a moniker of nonviolence. I want everyone to be happy. Call us, text us, 312-644. 446767 as we broadcast live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers behind the glass. It is Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, with Brandon Fryer helping out as well on the Twitch. That's twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Connor O'Donnell and Brian Gertsch helping out. And we are going to give you a chance to win stuff because we like to do that. Listen for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler when his You're My Best Friend tour makes its stop at the United Center on October 20th. Tickets go on sale today at noon
at Ticketmaster.com. You might win there. There were few wins to be had over the weekend, though. Just one out of three games for the Cubs as they took on the Astros in an important series, because they're all important. The 162 of these games, they're all important. But anytime you get to measure yourself against another division leader, I think it adds a little spice. Oh, what? It's Kyle Tucker's homecoming? What? They're playing the video tribute for Ryan Pressly? Adds even more. Cam Smith's out there? Isak Paredes? Yeah, there was a lot involved in this series, and the Astros, the better team, and I think we saw a potential playoff preview in terms of not the Cubs seeing the Astros in the World Series, but what the challenges might be for the Cubs going forward as they look at other playoff teams. But lucky for us, we've got a full month and a day before the Major League Baseball trade deadline to get some of the stuff sorted out. But let's start with the last thing we saw, which was a 2-0 loss on the strength of a Jose Altuve home run. That was the difference. And the question is, Mark, should Jameson Taillon have even been in the game at that point?
Even at the time of it, as Jameson Taillon is getting into unexplored territory for the 2025 season, and that is, I think he was at 101 pitches. That was the maximum that he had had this year. Jameson Taillon, as we all know, if you're following him this year, he has given up a lot of home runs this year, especially relative to his career. He's given up just as many home runs this year as he gave up all of last season. So in the moment, as he's over 100 pitches, I'm saying to myself, Kregers, go out there and get that man out of the game. I don't think you need to conserve the bullpen any further. Jameson Taillon did a good job getting over the Isak Paredes first inning foul ball festival. He overcame those pitches. Get this guy the hell out of there while the getting is still good. And he didn't. Jose Altuve hits the home run, and then eventually you get the guy out of you get him out of there. And I will say that we saw the other manager execute this much better yesterday. Joe Espada in the Cubs seventh. Cubs are trailing 2-0. Cubs get runners on first and second. Nobody out. Espada's like, that's it. I'm going to get Brian Abreu, and I'm going to strike you guys out basically through the eighth inning of this game. So I'm not saying that like Craig Counsell is a bad manager. I think that was a mistake, and the other manager did push the better buttons in that game.
Here's the problem with watching that game yesterday. The longer it stayed 0-0, the more concerned you got. Because here's what we know coming into the game. 16 starts for Jameson Taillon. In 12 of those starts, he's given up a home run. So the numbers say he's more likely than not.
There's he's a going 75% to hit a home run. Get him out, for God's sakes. He's going to give up a home run.
And you get into the 90s, the pitch count, you're like, all right. Well, they got a blowout win yesterday. The high leverage guys are all lined up and ready to go. It's not like you have a bullpen problem.
Right.
You can at any time bring guys in to do the job. But Craig Counsell decides to let his veteran go back out there and fight through the fifth inning. He did not fight all the way through the fifth inning because Jose Altuve took him deep, because Jose Altuve is a future Hall of Famer. And you're looking at that and you're thinking, is that the ball game? And one of the reasons you're thinking, is that the ball game? It's because the Cubs were going up against a left-handed starter, and they have not been good against left-handed starters by and large. The latest addition of that, Framber Valdez. He comes in 6 innings, 5 hits, 6 strikeouts. As you mentioned, once you get through the 6 innings, problems. Because the Astros' bullpen is lethal. How lethal? They lead the major leagues in strikeout percentage at 30, and it's not like a close race either. And when you have Josh Hader, and as you mentioned, Brian Abreu coming at the back end, you can't see daylight.
Smoke show.
You're out here wondering, where are our runs coming from? They do get two batters on. Michael Bush comes in for Justin Turner, and he pops out. And after that, it was game over.
Lights out.
It was over.
No, I was impressed. I mean,
like, Brian Abreu was throwing that gassy gas.
Just as a baseball fan, well, I've seen plenty of Hader. We've all seen Hader, but Abreu, oh, God. Okay. And maybe that answers my question as to why Joe Espada was so bouncy. Two men on. You know what? I'm going to go get this Abreu, you guys, and show this shiny object to the Chicago Cubs right now. And the Cubs could not handle that.
All right. So Framber Valdez, he's just the latest guy, right? You can look at what's happened against them. Brandon Walter started in game one, went five innings, gave up five hits.
You can't lose that start.
They didn't just lose that start. They got blown out in that game.
Like so many bad things in that game. So many bad things.
Go back 4 days prior to that, St. Louis, Matthew Liberatore, win. These left-handed starters have become a problem. The last time they beat a left-handed starter was Andrew Heaney.
Why is that? Is that because their two best hitters in their lineup are lefties and PCA and Kyle Tucker? I mean, I got to like do the deep dive on that.
Kyle Tucker can hit lefties. That's not an issue. PCA, not so much.
He's had a problem.
Speaking
with
of
that.
Of.
He's trying to bunt against lefties now.
Well, that's that. You go back to that game, I want to point something out. We go back to that game, and it's a problem. And you wonder if his mental error in center field stayed with him. Now, to be fair, in that game on Tuesday, he went 1-for-2 after that, so he did get a hit. The next day, he was 1-for-5 with a double. Thursday, 1-for-4, run scored. So he got hits in each of those games since then, but it was also the Cardinals, who you have told me many times aren't that good. Friday,
well, ultimately, yeah.
0-for-4, 2 strikeouts, lefty starter on the mound. Sunday, 0-for-4, 2 strikeouts, lefty starter on the mound. Saturday game, 0-for-3, a walk, stolen base. He did drive in a run. 0-for-11, though, in the series.
Yeah.
And since that mental error,
yeah,
3-for-21.
I think it's coincidence that...
You think it's coincidence?
I mean, he's in a bad slump, and that was a horrible series for PCA. Here's why. Do you think that PCA, who is this... Let's face it, like, he's a little bit cocky. Right, he's a cocky player, which is
he
fine.
Wasn't cocky when he laid down that bunt. I just want to point that out.
Okay, no, that's fair. I'm just saying in general.
Yes,
this is a okay. You know what? I'll soften it. He's a very confident young man.
He is.
Yes.
Yes.
So
rightfully
swag.
So.
And maybe I'm wrong in this because I am not a psychologist, but my guess is that people who are really confident in themselves and very secure in themselves. He does not seem like the type of person who, by the way, has made probably more spectacular plays than any center fielder in all of baseball this year, having made one really bad mistake. He does not strike me as the guy who would carry that around with him. The makeup, the mentality of PCA is not that way. So I think it's completely coincidence.
All right, so that's coincidence. This segment, by the way, brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Raheemy and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla today as we talk about the Cubs dropping 2-of-3 to the Astros. Grody says it's a coincidence that Pete Crow Armstrong has had some struggles, 3-for-21 since that mental error on Tuesday. I agree with you. You know what's not a coincidence? PCA on the year. 186 batting average, 208 on base, 402 slug. That's against lefties on the season.
Get Justin Turner in there. Platoon him.
It's an issue. It's an issue that they struggle against lefties. Starting pitchers is a problem.
Right. Well, and maybe they should be platooning these guys. Maybe it's not just Michael Bush.
No.
Craig's got to do something against these lefties.
You were wondering what the deal was. I was telling you what the deal was because you asked. You said deep dive. I've already done the deep dive on PCA and all his struggles.
Look at you.
Michael Bush, 105 batting average, 209 on base, 132 slug against left-handers.
Yes.
Here's what I'll tell you. PCA's OPS, that's on-base plus slugging, is .836, which is very high. It's also the lowest it's been since May 12th because he was up in the .870s at one point. So he's going through it a little bit. Just
And we knew it would happen, by the way.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Don't need to panic. I mean, it sucked that he was 0-for-11, but I am not going to be like, uh-oh, look out, PCA's in trouble.
So my thing is, Jameson Taillon, he goes out there. He only gives up 2 runs, but he can't go 5 innings. And that's the bigger issue here is you let Isak Paredes wear you out with the 31 pitches in his at-bats, including 17 foul balls.
It's not an outlier, though, on Paredes. It sucked. You're right. But Paredes has – that's what he does. These very long at-bats. He had long at-bats with the Cubs. But, yeah, he wore Jameson Taillon out.
I know there's another show that comes on right before us where they talk about quality starts and how quality is a quality start.
Hot garbage. Well, you don't want to mention the show? Do you have a problem with that?
No. I just, Mully and Haw, I'm leading the witness, if you will.
I know.
And Dustin William Rhodes, who I believe is off all week this week, he's probably cringing at what's going on right now with the Cubs starting pitching.
And that we're all wearing shorts. Every single one of us. It's a sauna out there.
I had to wear shorts today. I had to walk to work. And I was carrying my backpack and a suit bag because I got to go to ABC7 after this.
Yeah.
So
I'd like to make a formal apology. Do you guys want to know why I was about 10 minutes late today? Because, you ready for this? The irony of it. Because today I drove to work.
You drove to work?
I drove because I have to go right to the suburbs after this.
Okay.
Going to my parents for an event. So it's like weird when you walk every day and you know exactly what time you have to leave.
Traffic's different, bro.
Oh my God. Coming down Michigan Avenue, everything's blocked off because of the NASCAR race.
So there's extra traffic.
So Marky Mark, I know you love it when I call myself Marky Mark, had to drive down bumper to bumper Michigan Avenue today. So to the show, I am sorry that I was, 10 minutes late today?
Yeah, you're fine. You're forgiven.
That is ironic, though. You're in the car and you're late. That's crazy.
Exactly. But you understand what I'm saying? Like, you do something the same way every day, and then you get a little caught. Like, I thought, usually I leave 30 minutes. I leave at 8:30 to get here at 9.
A little PCA in you?
A little.
You didn't know that driving was your version of left-handed pitching, did you?
Yeah, you're right. I had nobody around to tell me how many outs there are, or what time it was, apparently. Somebody tell me what time it is. What time is it?
Dave couldn't tell you?
No, Dave doesn't know anything. He just wants to eat.
Dave the cat.
Dave the cat wants to eat. He wants to play. He wants to wake me up. It's a tough life that cat lives.
No, so the bigger discussion here is Craig Counsell's handling of Jameson Taillon and understanding this. It's become a trend now where Craig Counsell just leaves that starter in to try to get through innings, even if he's given up three runs,
you could
four runs,
feel
five
him
runs,
doing
six
that
runs,
too.
Seven runs.
Can you feel it too?
He's
got his foot on the step and he's talking to Hadvi and talking to anybody around him, but he's just, you could see it in his brain. Like, I got to get through this. And that's what he did with Taillon yesterday. Hopefully he will have learned a lesson from that.
Well, we don't have to wonder what he was thinking about Jameson Taillon his outing because he spoke after the game. Here's what Craig Counsell had to say about Jameson Taillon giving up two runs on a home run to Jose Altuve and not making it through the fifth inning.
Yeah, I mean, the first inning was kind of about Paredes at bat. Paredes put a really good at bat on him to start the game and got one to fall in there with a bunch of pitches. Jamo made some big pitches the rest of that inning, and then I thought he got it going really good, actually. And even then, I mean, there wasn't a lot of hard contact. It was they just did a good job with foul balls, really. Jamo had a good outing. He unfortunately left the slider kind of up out over, and Altuve, put one in those boxes.
So that's Craig Counsell calling Jameson Taillon's outing good. I hope you heard that, Mark.
I did. You know what? I also heard Jameson Taillon, and maybe we have this too, but I'm going to spoil it. Jameson Taillon said that he felt like he had some of the best command he had all season long. Taillon said that.
And yeah, and that's why Jameson Taillon is at best a number three starter on a good team.
I agree with you on that.
He might be a number four starter on a really good team. And that's why the Cubs have to go make a trade. And I'm going to say this probably every segment that we talk about the Cubs, to get better pitching.
They're still down two pitchers. I'm with you. Yeah.
Mark Grody here on Raheemy and Harris. Layla has the day off as we talk about the Cubs dropping 2 of 3 to the Astros. And people are like, okay, why did the Cubs drop 2 out of 3? I'm here to tell you they dropped 2 out of 3 because the Astros are the better team. The Astros are the better team. Do you have a contrary opinion to that? That the Astros are better than the Cubs?
I'd actually like to hear why you are so decided in that the Astros are a better team than the Cubs before I give you. I would say that these are two pretty evenly matched teams, but you tell me what makes the difference.
They are pretty evenly matched, but the Cubs are not as good as the Astros as exhibited by when the Astros threw two starting pitchers that were left-handed. I was like, this is probably not going to work out very well for the Cubs.
So you like their starting pitching better?
I like their relief corps better.
Okay.
Swing and miss, swing
relief,
and miss, swing
the
and miss.
The starter's probably pretty comparable. Wouldn't you say? I would say the Cubs hit better than the Astros. So you're saying the only thing left is the bullpen. Abreu and Hader blew my socks off yesterday.
The other thing I'll say is Jordan Alvarez is coming back.
He's a badass.
He was not in this series.
One of the scariest hitters in baseball.
2 out of 3. And the two games that they lost, you can look at what the specific problems were and say, okay, I don't know that the Cubs with their current roster can fix that problem. You know, like it's you can say somebody had an off day.
Yeah.
But given what I saw yesterday, how many runs did you expect the Cubs to score yesterday before the game started? Just real, you were like, how many runs were your reasonable expectation that the Cubs
Framber, Valdez, yes. maybe four maximum against that guy?
That would have been good enough to win the game.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm saying, yeah, that's probably where I would have put the Cubs
and your minimum, your floor for the Cubs offense?
two.
You're saying two because they gave up two runs.
Yeah, they gave up two. Yeah.
They were in position to do damage, but once that happened, it was bad. But there's more than just that to it. We're going to get into Kyle Tucker going back.
Yeah.
Because he had a monster game on Saturday.
I'm not sold that the Astros are better than the Cubs, by the way.
I'll come back and talk. Okay. We can talk more about it.
Okay.
We can talk more about it. They have a better bullpen. They're definitely better built for the playoffs.
They're the better bullpen, but barely. I like the way. I love it when I use all those Bs.
Barely better bullpen?
Yeah. Well, Have you been seeing what the Cubs bullpen has been doing?
The Cubs
what
bullpen
been doing
gave
this
up
year?
One run on a 7-game road trip.
Okay.
Yes, I'm aware.
So the Cubs hit better. They have a comparable starting staff to the Astros, and maybe the Astros.
No, stop right there.
Astros bullpen is a little better than the Cubs because they strike guys out.
It is not comparable to the Astros. They're starting. Wait. If the Cubs went on the road,
you just said that earlier. Hold you said on. That the Cubs and the Astros have comparable starting.
Mark. No. I wasn't saying. I'm saying. In a matchup head-to-head, the Astros are superior to the Cubs starting pitching.
Okay.
But listen to what I'm saying. If the Cubs go on the road for 7 games and the bullpen gives up one run over 7 games and they have a losing record, do you have a problem?
If the Cubs do that, do I have a problem
yes.
with that? Well, I feel
that's
bad
what,
for
that's what just happened.
I feel bad. Well, right, but I thought the argument was the bullpen. So you're saying the Cubs bullpen is excellent.
I'm saying it can't... Even if that's close, the Cubs bullpen and the Astros, which I don't think it's that close because there's more swing and miss stuff from the Astros bullpen. More swing and miss stuff by strikeout percentage.
I saw it yesterday. Yeah. You don't have to convince me that their bullpen is a little better, but the Cubs bullpen is also excellent.
Their starting pitching has been much...
So I'm trying to figure out where the big difference is between the Cubs
and the Astros. We'll continue this conversation. Okay. We'll get into why the Cubs are definitely better built for the playoffs. That's when Raheemy and Harris returns. Mark Grody in for Layla here on 670 The Score.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Pitch to Cam Smith, hit high in the air, deep left field. This ball is going to leave the yard. And the 3-2. Fly ball, deep left field. Trouble all the way back and long gone.
When you saw the Cubs were coming to town at the beginning of the season, was that something that you were looking forward to, or was your impression?
Yeah, no, I was excited about that. Part of me kind of wanted to go to Wrigley Field to see how it was to play in there for once. But, you know, I'll get to do that next year.
Former Cubs prospect, now right fielder, starting every day for the Astros, Camp Smith, against his old organization. You know, just a couple of home runs, including a huge three-run shot that proved to be the difference in Friday's series opener. Camp Smith finished 4-for-10 in the series with a couple of walks, 5 runs driven in, scored 3 runs. Looking like a major leaguer. He's already at 2.3 on the old war machine through 70 games as an Astro. OPS of 776. He's batting 276. His on-base is 350. He's slugging 427. He's an OPS plus of 118. And Camp Smith, one of the big reasons why Kyle Tucker is now a Cub, as the deal was authored by Jed Hoyer in the offseason, and Kyle Tucker has been transformative, turning that lineup around. But you wonder if Kyle Tucker's not a Cub past this season. Man, it's going to be hard to watch Camp Smith hitting home run after home run after home run as the Astros take 2 out of 3. We continue the conversation. You can join us via text or by phone call, 312-644-6767, right here on Raheem and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla. Let's pick up where we left off.
Let's do
it. Okay, so the Astros, right, leading the American League West. And you can say that the teams in the West are not as good as the teams in the Central, but I think a lot of them are comparable, whether it's the Rangers, the Mariners, obviously at the bottom of the Oakland Athletics. That's a different thing. But hey, we have the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Gotta have that team. Everybody gets that team. somebody's gonna be there to soak up some wins against. Yes.
And the Angels without Ron Washington for the rest of the season. We'll see how that works out as their manager. But the bullpen's not that far apart. I think the starting pitching, when you can't depend on people and you understand that they're not even at full strength, and the fact that the Cubs have such issues with left-handed starting pitching, I think anybody that throws them left-handed starting pitching, they're at a serious disadvantage, or at least have been, let's say, in the month of June, because guys have been running all over them as long as they're not terrible and they're left-handed starters. And so that's the reason why I think the Cubs have a better offense than the Astros, but there's a way to shut down that offense. Throw a left-handed starting pitcher. I think that's why I think the difference is. And that's also why I think the Astros are better built for the playoffs.
I can't argue that they're top. Well, look, Hunter Brown is the best pitcher on either starting staff. I think so.
Okay.
I'd rather have, and not by a lot. Like, I think Shota is really good. So you have Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez. So that's their top two, I would say. And I'm keeping in mind what you're saying about the lefties. I'm just comparing these two staffs. Valdez is probably comparable to both Imanaga and Matthew Boyd. So they're pretty top-heavy, and that's pretty handy to have in the postseason, if that's the conversation that we're having. But I think my point is that the Cubs have two guys who I would put in there right this second, and that's Shota Imanaga and Matthew Boyd in the playoffs. Now, Kate Horton, we were pretty excited about him last week. I think somebody asked the question at some point in time, would you be confident to have this man, Kate Horton, pitching in a big game right now and taking away like the innings and the fatigue that he might have? I was like, yeah, I'm ready for it. And then he got punched, basically, in the gut. But while I would say that the Astros, just because of those two top guys, that might be the difference in the starting staff, the Cubs just aren't that far behind in that category from the Astros. So while I'm not going to put up a big fight that the Astros could be better than the Cubs and better suited for the playoffs, Cubs aren't that far behind the Astros, if they are. And I'd be curious as to what our listeners think at 312-644-6767.
Okay.
Text lines are open.
Yeah, text lines
are
open.
It's well laid out.
We have 7-7-3. Cubs got edge, managerial, and 1-9. Astros better pen and starters. It's a pick 'em.
Ooh. He says that the Cubs have the better manager?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Joe Espada's a pretty good manager.
Joe Espada, he's had over like 60 different lineup combinations to kind of weather this storm without Jordan Alvarez. And
that
seems
to
be getting some offense.
He has been. He's done a good job of man. This team was not expected to be what they are at this point right now, taking into account Alvarez being out and everything that is the Astros losing Kyle Tucker, for instance.
For a team to be able to take a guy like Cam Smith, who was a prospect, who might be at AA or maybe AAA for the Cubs this season, and put them in right field, and then eventually you say, you're going to bat cleanup. That seems like you know what you're doing. You're pushing the right buttons.
Hey, it's a hell of an organization. It really is.
The Astros, in their last 11 series, 9-0-2. That's 9 wins, no losses, and 2 splits. I think we have to acknowledge that they're figuring some things out in Houston.
And that they do every year.
And Isaac Paredes, that's the thing. It's not a Johnny-come-lately situation.
Yeah. They know what they're doing in that organization, and there's a lot of hate for that organization, but it's time to admit that they know how. They're one of those teams, man. They're one of those teams in baseball that you can never, ever count out to be great.
I'll leave it like this when we're talking, you know, here on Raheemy and Harris. Layla's got the day off. She will be back tomorrow. Mark Grody in.
Shout
for
out, Lails.
Yeah, shout out to Lails. Listen, Alex Bregman and Kyle Tucker left, and they're still right there, ready to go to the playoffs. With a nice lead in the American League Central. A much bigger lead than the Cubs have, the American League West. A much bigger lead than the Cubs have in the National League Central.
No doubt. So, I think Craig Counsell's a good manager, but I wouldn't be so confident that Espada is the lesser of the two. If we're just looking at this season. And yesterday's game, for that matter. Espada knew it was time to put Abreu in the game.
It's so interesting. 574 on the text line. They evaluate talent better than the Cubs. The Cubs wanted Shaw. They should have kept Smith. That's debatable, obviously.
A good one.
630.
Like
the Cubs have a better manager than the Astros? Who you crapping?
Yeah.
So there's some dissension in the ranks.
I hear you.
In the fan base.
I mean, there should be. Those
who
are two
crapping?
Really. Yeah. Bears. Those are two really good managers, man. I'd like to do a managerial ranking. It's like, now that we're really into Craig Counsell's tenure as the Cubs manager, at some point in time,
we're going to have an honest conversation
about Craig Counsell and relative to, like, where does he rank in terms of managers in baseball? Like, I'd have to do the dive on that. I think we should do that.
Well, I know he's at the top, if not close to the top, at as far as salary goes.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. We are well into the rich tenure of Craig Counsell, of whom much is expected, more is expected of this guy. Well, I was going to say, than just about any other manager, but Joe Maddon had a very similar circumstance.
For as much criticism as we have given him for his extended use of starters in certain situations, like get that hook and get him out of there.
And the one word answer is the Spiegel.
Well, that Spiegel earned some of those, let's be honest. Matt knows it's coming.
No. He got the double no.
He did get the double no. I like how Lawrence just lets Spiegel just go after it and just, I want to see what happens.
Hey, that's being a good partner, man. I mean, hey, Lawrence doesn't have to come to Spiegel's rescue. Spiegel's a big boy.
He is a big boy.
He can take care of that.
He can handle it. He can handle it. He can handle it.
The greatest no since Steve Stone. No.
So looking at that, I mean, we have to also acknowledge that Craig Counsell has done an amazing job with this bullpen. An amazing guys that at the beginning of the season were not on major league rosters, and yet they are producing, as you mentioned, Mark.
Isn't that every bullpen every year? And sometimes you get lucky and sometimes you don't.
Well, Josh Hader's out here getting lucky every
God,
year then.
Yeah, that's true. That's a legit guy.
So I have a question for you guys. When you think of a good manager, what does that good manager do? And then we can do a checklist and see if Counsell checks those boxes.
That's a great question. You know, my number one thing is put players in the right position to succeed when they are struggling. So what does Craig Counsell do with a position player, with a pitcher, with a bullpen, whatever? What does he do with guys when they are struggling? Because one thing that drives me crazy is when people defend managers and they say, well, Craig Counsell can't go out there and bat third. Well, Craig Counsell can't go out there and pitch. Well, he can't go out. No, but it is your job to go out there and make players better and put them in the right positions to succeed. So that's the number one thing that I look into as far as a manager. What does he do with players when they struggle? How does he make them better?
So are we saying Craig Counsell makes them better when they struggle?
No. He just asked what the criteria were, right?
Okay.
Right, Robbie?
Situational bullpen. Bullpen is big.
That's a great one.
Especially with the bullpen rules where you have to, you know, face three guys or get to the end of the inning.
Yeah.
You've got to really pick your spots and know – what the counter adjustment is going to be by the opposing manager.
And he didn't have that last year, Council. He's gotten better at it this year, and I think that that comes from the talent that he has in the bullpen. And I guess I will answer my question. Yeah, I mean, I guess Craig Council has been pretty good with players this year when they have struggled. Dansby Swanson, when he was struggling, and they put him down towards the bottom of the order, and he just absolutely starts raking. I think the way that he's handled PCA, quite frankly, since he got here, and I'm sure that Craig Council was in on the conversations to have him sent back down. Like, I can't use this guy right now. We got to send him back down. He needs more seasoning. So I will say that, yeah, Craig, by that criterion, he's done pretty good.
Much quicker hook for the relief pitchers as far as being on the Major League roster than he has had for the pitchers when they're on the mound as far as starters go.
Well,
so far for Craig Council.
I didn't like yesterday's managing.
312-644-6767. You can text us. You can call us. Love the texts that are coming in right now. A lot of differing opinions also on the phone line right now. Let's go out to Derek in Wisconsin. Derek, what's up? You're on Raheemy and Harris. Mark Grody in on the score.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I would say Craig Council is a good manager, but I think, you know, when I look up to the Brewers and I see how they've done with a $104 million payroll now that Council's gone, they didn't lose a step by losing Craig Council. And that kind of tells me all I need to know. I mean, he's a good, but I don't know that he's as impactful as maybe people thought he might be.
Hmm. So we're talking about wins above replacement for a manager when you're talking about Craig Council versus maybe Pat Murphy.
Yeah.
In Milwaukee.
Hey, look, I understand where the fan is coming from. The Cubs, when they did what they did, when they said, yeah, look, we love you, David Ross, but not that much because we got somebody better. The Cubs organization told you that they think managers are important and that you win because of good managers, that they did what they did, getting rid of David Ross, paid Craig Council what they paid him. They're telling you the manager makes a difference. So anybody that is critical of Craig Council at that level, I get it. That's what the target is.
Was it painful for you to see Cam Smith do what he did in the first two games of that series?
Painful is not the right word. It didn't feel pain, but I was like, of course he's going to hit these home runs in this.
The three-run bomb Friday was, whew.
I mean, it was like, okay. I was like, okay, this is a little bit too much. This is a little bit too good to be true. So it wasn't painful because I don't look back on the trade and say, I mean, ever since we've gotten to see Kyle Tucker, like that, I don't have remorse. And there, you know, down the road, there could be remorse if things don't go well. But no, I wasn't like, okay, this is terrible. I was like, of course this happens.
6-3 on the text line. The problem with the Cubs lineup against lefties is not because Shaw and PCA can't hit against them, but the fact that Happ, Swanson, and Shaw also can't hit them, and they should be able to hit against them better than the righties. Okay, listen. We've talked about Dansby Swanson and his position in the order and, you know, going back to what you said about Craig Council, putting guys in position to succeed when they're struggling.
Uh-huh.
And then also Shaw. I think Craig Council isn't out here actively losing anyone any games, but is he doing the most he can with that lineup? You know where I feel about the lineup specifically and the Dansby Swanson, move him down, move Nico Hoerner up.
Shaw question is a
and Horner's
great
flashing
question.
Power now.
What are we doing with Shaw? Really, for real? Like, are they just going to let this go and say we got enough here? We're going to let this develop. We're going to let there be growing pains with Shaw, or do you have to send him down again? Like, what's
I'm not there. There's other guys on the roster that I would have off the roster before Matt Shaw.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, the direction in which it's trending, like. I'm asking you, do you just let Shaw play through it the way it, like any other play? Oh, PCA was 0 for 11. Do you just let him go through his struggles? He's had his struggles. They sent him back down. Or do you keep that option open for him?
I would leave him in the nine hole for now.
Okay.
The trade deadline will determine what happens, who becomes available. Maybe you can upgrade at third base if at all possible. I was looking at Eugenio Suarez, right?
Love Eugenio Suarez if he was on the Cubs.
20-plus bombs, but he doesn't hit lefties well. That's the irony of it.
Oh, no, not another one.
He's a right-handed bat who's not hitting lefties well, so there's that. We're going to continue the conversation before we talk Bulls at the top of the hour, and I got to tell you about how I feel about what Chicago did in trading away Lonzo Ball and what they got in return. It is not pretty. It is not a pretty future for the Bulls. But first, we're still taking your phone calls. We'll check in on those. It's 312-644-6767. You're listening to Raheem and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla on 670 The Score.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
You're listening to Raheem and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the pitch on the way to Yiner. Deep drive to left. Back goes Happ. It's a three-run home run. The pitch to Cam Smith. Hit high in the air, deep left field. This ball is going to leave the yard.
I thought we had a good game plan going into it. Just never really caught my footing. Let up too many walks, hit a guy 0-2, just a recipe for disaster. Got my ass kicked today.
Kay Horton knows exactly what happened to him on Friday night. He got tattooed. Couple of home runs, 7 earned runs over 4 innings. He walked 4, only struck out 2. Just a rough first foot out there, if you will. Kay Horton's worst start of his major league career coming against the Houston Astros. Talking about it with Mark Grody here on Raheem and Harris. Layla has the day off. And we're also taking calls from you, 312-644-6767, and checking in on the text line as well. I will say this about Kate Horton. It's evident to me that when the Cubs make a deal, and I think they should make 2 deals for 2 starting pitchers, when they do that, Kate Horton should go to the bullpen. Also, Colin Ray should go to the bullpen. And then you have a starting staff of Shota Managa, Matthew Boyd, Jameson Taillon, and then the other 2 starters filling in wherever they slot based on their ability, resume, whatever you want to say. And the issue is, well, it's going to be hard to find someone at the top of that rotation, higher or on the level of a Shota Managa, who looked great, by the way, in his first start back, mm-hmm. Mark.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to seeing what he does for an encore in his second start. But yeah, I'm really curious as to what Kate Horton, the starter, is and what he would be if you just let him play through it this year. But Yeah, I mean, you see a game like yesterday, and his ERA is probably close to five-ish right now, probably 4.5 or so. So he's had kind of these ups and downs. So I don't know. I'm a little bit reluctant to just say, yeah, throw him in the bullpen. We know what he is, because I just don't know what his contribution as a starter is at this moment. Like, I'm still confused about Kate Horton, as you can tell, because I have people telling me, like, on the record, like Ron Coomer, saying that this guy is eventually a one or a two. John Heyman, I think, today on Molly and Haw says, oh, yeah, this guy could probably be a two in a rotation. So I kind of want to see that play out. But, yeah, I think you could also do better than Kate Horton.
Well, Kate Horton, the reason I think he's going to the bullpen, it's just a matter of when, not if, is because he's never thrown more than 88 and a third pitchers as a pro. Innings as a pro. And so because of that, you're going to have to slow roll him. And the way to slow roll him, you can either
make him a six starter,
or you can have him in the bullpen as a weapon.
Well, that's just
and then
it.
You might not have to go out and find as much relief help on the trade market.
What's better for the team and for him even in the future? It's a great question. Having him be the six starter, keep on getting those starts in, because that's what you are. That's what people, I believe, say that he is at the top of a rotation. I'm still not convinced necessarily that he's a one or a two. I just feel like it probably would be more valuable to keep him in the starting rotation on some sort of limited basis.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Again, 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Tim in Elk Grove. Tim, you're on with Mark Grody, Marshall Harris here on 670 The Score.
Tim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I'm a lifelong Cubs fan, and I'm watching this team, and I love the Cubs and everything, and I think Council's a great manager, but I truly believe that he needs to juggle that lineup a little bit. Hap cannot be leading off. He should be a 3-4-5 hitter. I could deal with the strikeouts if he was a 3-4-5 hitter. You got your best hitter is Cody Horner, I think, right now, or Nico Horner. He's sitting down at 6-7-8 down there. He's a catalyst. Guy that can get on base, and I just don't believe that Jed Hoyer has done Council any favors by not providing him anybody to go to. We have no bench at all. Bruan, Justin Turner, we have nobody to go to. So I'm hoping at the trading deadline if they can get us another starting pitcher and then maybe pick up a couple guys that can come off the bench and do a little bit better to help Council out.
Yeah, that depth is sorely needed, and especially when you talk about the fact they've been platooning Michael Bush at first base with Justin Turner, and he hasn't really been very productive at all, and Bush hasn't been great against lefties. They have to make moves to make themselves more dangerous against good left-handed starting pitchers. Not the bad left-handed starters, which some teams will throw out at like a number five guy, but a good, like we saw it twice in that series against the Astros, where they can be able to do a better job. Now, the Ian Happ moving down, I understand. He had a rough weekend, right? He was 1-for-15 in that series. Before that, though, he was productive. He's been on a bit of a tear with his power. I know you were down on Ian Happ.
I gave him a C. I mean, I probably should have given him a C+, but I expect more from Ian Happ. It just hasn't felt like it's been there enough for Ian Happ this year. And I get it, because you gave some pretty good numbers on Friday. It just, like, there's just something missing with Ian Happ this year. I'll be very curious to see how Layla grades. Is Layla going to give her grades tomorrow?
Yeah, Layla's probably going to give her grades tomorrow. I got to just reemphasize this, yeah, as far as what they should do about the starting pitching. They got to make the deals. We were told 7 to 10 days a week ago. So that now leaves us with today through Wednesday.
Tick-tock, yeah, don't stop.
Bruce Levine said the Cubs were in talks and something could happen that quickly, but I'm interested to see what happened. It's interesting because John Heyman was on with Mully and Haw this morning, and, you know, Sandy Alcantara got blown up over the weekend.
Again.
So you're wondering, who's coming to save the Cubs?
And why does everybody want him to come to? Everybody here, oh, you got to get this guy. Why?
His ERA rounds up to 7. That's not a good thing. Listen to John Heyman talking about Alcantara versus, say, Mitch Keller.
I mean, it couldn't be traded up until yesterday because they just had the Mitch Keller jersey giveaway day yesterday. So maybe it's today or tomorrow, right? I mean, you can't trade him when you're giving away his jersey. So, you know, maybe that's a possibility. There's nobody great out there. There's no savior on the way. Skeens is not getting traded. Sale not getting traded. Now hurt, but not getting traded. We keep talking about Alcantara. He's got a 7 ERA. So, you know, I saw one periodical or whatever we call that, one website say, oh, trade Cade Horton, Ballesteros, and two other top four prospects who the good fans have heard of, and certainly Cade Horton is performing pretty well at the major league level. Trade him for Alcantara. Alcantara has a 6.98 ERA. I'm not trading for him for under any circumstances, certainly not giving up Cade Horton for him. So I don't know that there's a savior out there. I would rather, I think at this moment, I'd rather have Keller than Alcantara, but there's no number one pitcher. So they got a good team. You've got Shota back now. They're in a good situation, not great like they were, but I think they're in a pretty good position.
So there you have it from John Heyman. No one's coming to save the Cubs is what he's basically saying. You're going to have to hope somebody bottoms out that has a good starter.
May I enter another name into the chat?
I'm open to all the names.
If we're doing things we heard on the Mully and Haw show, with the Mully and Haw whispers from the morning today, I see your John Heyman. I can't believe it! And I raise you. I prefer Bruce Levine. Bruce is my guy. Okay,
I'm listening.
I prefer way.
I'm all in on the 670 to score insider.
Give me Bruce 10 times out of 10. He did mention today somebody the Cubs are talking about and is ready for this. This is a little bit off the path. Ryan McMahon, third baseman for the Colorado Rockies.
Can't even believe it.
This year, a 1.4 WAR. He has 12 homers. He is batting .220. As we know, I think you might know this, Marshall. It's a pretty bad team that he plays for this
year.
You're
going
trying to get to the rest of the stats.
The change of scenery.
.322 OBP, .394 slug, OPS 716. Yeah, change of scenery. He's supposed to be. We know he's a better player than that, but. Yeah, that is per the third base conversation. I know it was a little bit of a left turn away from the pitching.
No,
but
I get it.
These are guys that the Cubs are thinking about.
Just want to let you know, Ryan McMahon this season against lefty specifically, a .215 batting average, .303 on base, and a .329 slug. Yes, he has numbers against righties.
Who that?
Ryan McMahon, the guy you just mentioned. I just wanted to,
I should have mentioned right up front, he is a lefty, which doesn't necessarily on the surface take care of the Cubs. I can't believe it!
All right. Taking a break from the Cubs. We'll return to that. Russell Dorsey's going to join us for the entire 1 o'clock hour.
What?
By the way, we're going to talk a little bit about the Steelers' big trade in a moment. But first, the Bulls did make a trade. They traded away Lonzo Ball. We'll talk about what they got back and why this is not going very well. And the Bulls may be, as I famously saw on Twitter over the weekend, 5 to 10 years away from being. 5 to 10 years away. That's when we come back with more Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody and for Layla on 670 The Score.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.